One of the good stories, though, comes from Gosford today. The return of a jockey. He hasn't ridden in a race since July 25 of last year. I talk of Andrew Atkins. Morning, Andrew.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. We've been following you along the road, mate, and the morning has dawned. You're off to the races to ride. Fantastic.
Yeah, mate. Bloody long road of that. It was pretty exciting to wake up this morning. Now I'm going home to the races, and the excitement's kicking in now.
And I know yesterday you were at the Canterbury Trials, and our good mate Tommy Berry was just giving you a little heads up there on the social media, trying to get some words from you. You were trying to play it down.
Oh, I didn't actually realise videoing him until I thought he had a flashlight on him. Anyway,
yeah,
he's always been a nuisance for me.
He is. Mate, how does it feel, given all the prep work that you've done to do this today? How's the body feeling?
Body's feeling really good, actually, and I'm holding up good. I've been working hard for it. Everything's going to plan, and I couldn't be happier with how things are. I feel so strong and healthy, so no, I couldn't be happier.
You've ridden in a few trials and you've been riding track work for a while, but you had to get that final tick off from the specialist?
Yeah, I actually got that a little while ago, but he just said I obviously want to get myself a month at track work before I went back to the races, and the date was set of the 18th I was cleared from, and I didn't want to come back on a Saturday. I wanted to sort of ease back into it. So I obviously picked today's meeting of being a Wednesday and have a couple of meetings before heading into a Saturday, this time of the year. So today I've got some experience and off on the road today.
And the confidence within yourself to be back riding, does that come back naturally, Andrew, or is it something with a month's worth of track work and riding in trials that you just build from it?
That's pretty naturally. Obviously your first week, you want to know how the body feels and all that, but I was so lucky. I jumped back on and felt great straight away.
Yeah.
Which was a big plus, because it gives you that confidence and your body's 100% and it's fine. You might be second guessing yourself if something hurts or something, but everything felt great straight away, which is a big blessing.
That's the main thing, that you need to be comfortable within yourself when you go out today. You're riding horses for Chris Waller, Matt Vella, and Peter and Paul Snowden, and they want you to be 100%, don't they?
Yeah, exactly right. And, that was the thing about the return date of when I was going to be back and when I could be back or whatnot. I didn't want to ever come back too early, because I'd rather come back too late than too early, because, you're riding these, expensive horses for very very good owners and trainers, and, they want me to be 100%. So I wanted to be 110%. So I feel that's where I am. Obviously, fitness is going to only improve in time with racing and everything like that, but no, I'm couldn't be happier how things are shaping up.
I will say, Andrew, from shortly after the fall back in July, and the emotion of the moments and being through hospital and thinking, gee, I'll never ever get back. It's a totally different feeling today, isn't it? I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, you're 100% right there. There was a few moments there where I was doubting myself and whatnot early on, and just being stuck in hospital, not being able to get out. And I know we spoke a fair few times and stuff like that, but to be able to think in a couple of hours I'm going to be riding in a race again, it's pretty extraordinary. And to the extent of the injuries, and I've had great help from my family, when I was up at home and in the wheelchair and that, and then even my physio and Trent Langlands and stuff, doing the training and all that sort of stuff. So I've had good grounding along the way to help me get back, and good things to help me get back. So I'm so thankful for them people as well.
You mentioned Trent Langlands. I know many of the jockeys use him. Some of the vision that you get to see of balancing balls and standing on them and doing all that sort of stuff. I know what I'd be ending up flat on the floor. you're very flexible, you jockeys, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. I suppose we have to. We're crouching down in the back of a 500-kilo animal, I guess. But it's such a great thing to be able to get. It's a lot of strength work and a lot of balance work, which is we require to ride a horse. So he does such a great job, and it's so specific of what we want.
No doubt. It's a great time. I wish you the best, mate. I hope everything goes to plan today with those three rides. I will say the one of Peter and Paul Snowden's, the filly Stunning to Win, which the Stuckey family are in, obviously, with the win horses. But it's close. It's had a number of trials, but I did like its last couple of trials. So good luck today.
Thanks very much. Yeah, all three of them are great little chances, and I'm very happy to be on sort of horses like that on the first day back. So can't wait. Hopefully get a couple of winners or two.
Well, three today at Gosford, and at this stage, four tomorrow at Wyong. It's great to have Andrew Atkins back in the jockey ranks in Australia and in New South Wales. Thanks for your time, Andrew. And as I say, good luck today.
No worries. Thanks very much, Andrew.